Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, we're getting into the fourth quarter. Boy, do we have, I think, one of the better guests coming up. Jamie, talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, Kathy Martin, one of our sponsors, Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on. Hey, wanted to bring you on, not only being a sponsor and recognizing you guys for, you know, helping out with Don and I show Inside the Huddle and, you know, being, you know, there for us due to promote athletes in Clinton County, but we wanted to touch upon, you know, the mental health aspect and what you guys are doing for the high schools out there in Clinton County.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've got a lot of different things going on this winter season. We've already had one mental health awareness game, and we got a couple more coming up in January, and really it's just about, you know, having the conversation, being able to talk to people, parents, kids, whatever that might be, about mental health, and that it's okay to have these conversations.
Yeah, none of the schools, you know, this happens a lot of places. You know, mental health awareness is on the forefront of a lot of people's minds right now in Clinton County. And no school, I guess what I was trying to say, is exempt from this. And can you talk a little bit some about the programs or how, you know, if people are struggling through the holidays, it can be a tough time on people, especially if loved ones are not there this year that were once there in the past and, you know, different things like that, how the people can reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely, and we always have resources available, so if someone just needs a little bit of help or they just don't even know where to start, sometimes the hardest step is just not knowing maybe what you need, or maybe you just need somebody to talk to for a little bit, maybe it's something more than that, and all of that is okay. And so we have individuals at our office, we call them our systems of care navigators, and those individuals help with all that, help with referrals, help get you set up with different things, check your insurance, make sure that's all taken care of. They kind of cover a wide gamut of those sorts of things. The whole goal is to wrap you around in that care system, because it's sometimes hard to navigate, or sometimes you hear that there's a six-week wait, you know, to get in somewhere, and that's just not always an option for individuals. So we always have that service available. Even if our office is closed, you can always contact us through our website, and we get those messages, and so we can help through that. Beyond that, all of our schools here in Clinton County have what's called the PYSI grant. It's Preventing Youth Suicide Initiative, and so all the schools are working on this, working on different policies, different programs, things like sources of strength in the school and the community, things that we'll be able to have these conversations even more frequently.
Kathy, has healthy communities obviously have all different kinds of programs that help through some difficult times. So if I'm coaching a team and I call you and say, hey, I'd like for you to come in and talk to my team, how would you go about doing that?
Yeah, so this actually started at these mental health awareness games because I was still coaching volleyball out at Rossville. And so we partnered up with Buck Up Foundation and the Cooper family to kind of do exactly what you're talking about, to come in and just open up, you know, the conversation. We had a group of kids the other day that we went in, we were talking about mental health and the subject, and they kind of gave us feedback and said, yeah, but you're just an adult to talk to us. You're talking at us. You know, you don't get it. And we're like, okay, so help us get it. And long story short, we ended up doing a penguin slide across the stage to show these kids that, hey, like, we're here for you. And so what does this conversation need to look like for you? What do you need from us, right? It's not a one-way street. It's not just us talking at students or other individuals. It's tell us what you need, too. And it's okay that sometimes this might feel disconnected, and sometimes this might be an awkward conversation to have. Our Youth Rise kids, that's our Youth Leadership Council, they're really involved with this, too, and to try to show that connection throughout the schools and the community.
Kind of leading me in my next question. You're a high school coach and been one for a while, and Don and I talk about this on and off air with the coaches we interview every week. Sometimes it's hard to talk about teams, and you feel like you're coming across as a broadcaster or as a coach sometimes too critical, and maybe kids take that to heart. And then sometimes it's just you're trying to get a point across that I think the kids could be better, but they take it the wrong way. Can you talk about your struggles as a coach and, you know, that fine line and where you're at as, you know, working with kids on that?
Yeah, 1 year over at Rossville early on in this whole initiative, I mean, I walked in and 75% of my student athletes were either in counseling or therapy or on some sort of mental health medication. And all of that is okay. But, you know, that's all fine. But without certain trainings and things that I would have had because of my job, I would have felt very ill-prepared for walking into a gym like that. That it's kind of a, this isn't my problem, this is somebody else's problem. And as you know, us as coaches, like, we care about these kids. These are, you know, in some fashion, our family and our kids, and we want what's best for them. And so, you know, just having some trainings, we offer QPR training, mental health first aid training that an individual can take in just a couple hours. There's some online trainings to do the same thing, just to kind of understand a little bit more of that, to show the kids that we care. We, all as coaches, we care about the kids. And sometimes kids don't see that, or they take it, like you said, their perception is a little bit different than that. But just showing them that, hey, you know, when we're out here between the lines, we're here to win. We're here to compete. We're here to play this sport we all love. But to remember that we're here for you, too, and we care about you on and off the court, on and off the mat, on and off the field, just making those connections with the kids.
Kathy, I think a lot of the challenges that your group has to come across is that a lot of us forget that we're with kids. I mean, they're still kids, and because of society and because of social media and because of all the sport networks on TV, we expect these kids to be like NBA players or professionals. And talk a little bit about that versus, you know, okay, a coach is yelling at me. And I always told my son, when the coach quits yelling at you, that's when you got to worry, because that means that they've kind of given up on you. So can you talk a little bit about that process?
Yeah, I mean, this is just something that, you know, we come across as a different generation, right? We didn't have social media, even when I was in high school, which I would like to admit wasn't as long ago as it was. But even then, we didn't have the social media aspect.
Not as long as Don was. Is that what you're trying to say?
All right, true.
I had to throw that in there.
Yeah. You know, we didn't have where these kids are going out and how popular they feel or how cared about they feel is based on how many likes they might get on a picture or on a post. You know, making comments and posts about their own mental health or, I mean, even posts about them crying and things like that, that it's very hard for us to understand, me included, but that is where they find their worth a lot of times. And that's hard to kind of get around, that you are more than a sport. You are more than likes on a post. You are more than comments on a video. You are inherently a good person. You make a difference in this world, and you matter. And that is something that we've kind of found is something we have to repeat over and over and over. You know, this is something that you say it once and kids don't necessarily get it, but we have to continue to show and say that to the youth these days, that you're more important than that and that you are more than just whatever it might be, fill in the blank, that you are important to this world as you, an individual, not because of something you do or accomplish.
Kathy, we're in March going to be 4 years from the start of COVID, and have you seen in your with Healthy Communities of Clinton County the effects on kids of COVID and during that time isolation the kids were under and different things of, you know, contact tracing? They spent a lot of time at home. I know even personally, you know, we didn't realize at times, you know, mom and dad are still going to work and doing things, and you know, kids are spending 40 or 50 days at home by themselves that they normally wouldn't, and the effects on kids and where we're at as a community, you know, with post-COVID and what signs and symptoms parents need to look out for.
Yeah, we did find that through that isolation, one, kids turned a lot more to social media, which was a positive and a negative. They could still connect to individuals, but also then leaning more on that's where their worth is. But then the second thing we found is that really coming out of COVID, because our kids were really going for connections, they were, you know, starving for those connections and that sort of thing out in the world, that they kind of reached out and they were more willing to talk about it. We have a thing called our teen cafes, and these are WOW Talk cafes. The feedback we get is that this is like a group therapy session. It's a safe place to come and talk about these hard subjects, to talk about mental health, to talk about their struggles, to talk about how their parents may do things right or wrong in their eyes, and to be able to talk through those things. We always hold those once a month at Healthy Communities, but there's also others that are doing that. The Bridge in Kirkland holds teen cafes. The YMCA, the CORE, holds them there in Frankfort. And so they're at different weeks, so kids can go. They get free dinner, and we pay them in gift cards for coming to be part of this. So just things like that that kids were kind of connecting to. But overall, looking for, you know, maybe some signs or things that something might be off, or maybe they need a little help either long-term or maybe just in the short-term, you know, that withdrawal, not connecting with the family, with friends, especially those that they would normally connect with, you know, really lashing out in different ways emotionally. If they're starting to give things away, like things that are really important to them, things like that, you know, if they start talking about mental health or that they're having these really negative thoughts about themselves or the world, you know, those aren't just things to kind of pass off. And it may just be they're going through a hard time, and that's okay. But we would rather them be upset about us asking, or maybe a little mad that we were asking, or going and getting some assistance for a while and realizing, no, that's maybe not what they want, but then they're still here. They're here with us, and we can talk about that as a family, as a community, as a friend group. So never, you know, regret asking, are you okay? You know, never regret saying, do you need some more help? Or if you are a youth, if you're a teen and you see somebody else doing this, to go to your trusted adult and say, hey, I'm concerned about, you know, whoever that might be. I'm concerned about my friend and that sort of thing, because we have our trusted adults in our schools and our community that are trained then to go and talk to that individual and to look more into that.
Kathy, man, we appreciate you calling in this morning. We're going to have you back. This is a conversation that needs to continue on and help out a lot of kids that are out there. You know, I got to tell you, I think the biggest change is the social media process itself. You know, back in the day when, you know, when you were out playing and your mom had to yell at you to come in for supper because there was no other way to contact you.
Yep.
You know, you look back and go, man, maybe it wasn't as bad as what we thought it was. So thanks for calling in. We'll have you back on to maybe as the season progresses to talk about other initiatives and other programs that could be helpful for not only sports but for school in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be at the Rossville girls basketball game January 9th and the Frankfort boys basketball game January 20th with a table with information. If anybody wants to come and talk to us there, we'll be there at both of those too.
Great. Good to have you.
Thanks for being on, Kathy.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Thanks for sponsoring as well.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Jamie, another good show today. And starting out with Mr. Levi and his accomplishments and the fun that he's having right now and the learning process that he's going through is got to be
cool.
Yeah, I
don't think we'll be done hearing from Levi. I think his career will move right along and maybe bigger and better things for Levi, that's for sure.
Yep, we wish the girls at Clinton Central good luck today as they
tip off in 2 hours.
Have a couple ball games, and then thanks, Kathy, for calling in and talking about a program that's
that might have been our best 15 minutes of this season.
Yeah, there's no doubt. When I came, I was worried about it, but man, it was the right thing to do.
Yep.
All right. We want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County, for Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. Thanks for listening. We'll be here next week, starting the new year.
Get out to your local high schools and support them athletes.